And now this is a dictation for Dwayne, D-E-W-A-Y-N-E, Bollner, B-A-L-D-N-E-R, December 1941. Addresses a letter to Dr. Kevin, K-E-V as in Victor, I-N, Reed, R-E-E-D, 616-225-1548. Dear Dr. Reed, a follow-up for Mr. Bollner, renal transplant, 2016, underlying FSGS, last visit, July. No hospital visits, comes with wife, weight is stable, no changes in appetite, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, denies kidney transplant tenderness or urinary problems, no edema, claudication, no chest pain palpitation, review system is negative, medication list review. I will mention cholesterol treatment, transplant on cell set prograf. For the last 6 months has been on long-acting prograf. Takes metoprolol, cardura for blood pressure treatment, including enlargement of the prostate. Next paragraph, pressing weight 226, mild decreased hearing, alert of the intestine 3, no respiratory distress, cardiovascular, respiratory normal, overweight of the abdomen, no kidney transplant tenderness, no edema, neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine went up to 1.7, baseline is around 1.4, 1.5. If this will be a steady state, represents a GFR of 40, normal electrolyte, acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, anemia 12.9, chronically low white blood cell platelets without infection or bleeding. Tacro level was 26 hours at 7.8. Our goal is 4 to 8. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Underlying FSGS, next number, renal transplant cadaveric type 2016. Next number, chronic kidney disease, question progression. Blood test needs to be a repeat to document this is a true change and not an isolated number. Next number, high-risk medication, immunosuppressants, presently on long-acting Tacro. The level was longer than 24 hours, so the true 24 hours might be elevated. That could be a reason for the change of kidney function. We'll see what it shows next few days. Next number, obesity. Next number, history of skin cancer, triggered by transplant medication. Next number, history of atrial fibrillation for what he remains on beta blocker and anticoagulated with Coumadin. Next number, chronic leukopenia and thrombocytopenia without active infection or bleeding. I don't see recent cholesterol levels, prior glucose, June 2023, was upper normal, mild elevated. I'm not positive if this was fasting. A1C should be done. The reason is tacrolimus is associated to diabetes, and with his overweight, another risk factor that needs to be updated. All issues discussed with the patient and wife, end of dictation.